This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Whether you're planting peas, spinach, lettuce, or green onions, soil temperature, not the calendar, is the biggest factor in determining the right time to plant. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, explains why soil temperature is so important. Greg, the little bit of warm weather we've had has people thinking about, gosh, it's almost time to get out into the garden. It's really not yet, but we're getting closer and moving in that direction. What are some of the cull crops that we focus on early in the season?
Yeah, so there are some things we can plant earlier than others, and probably the most common one people think about is peas. If you want to plant some snow peas, snap peas, those can take the cooler soil temperatures, but the soil temperature, we want a consistent warming of that soil. Vegetable gardening is kind of a race, typically. We want it to get going quickly out of the ground and to harvest state as quickly as possible. And so temperature is one of the big regulators of that. We're looking at soil temperatures of minimum 35 degrees for some of our cool season vegetables, let's say spinach and parsnips and those things. 40 would be a little bit better. 70 is wonderful. Those seeds will really quickly germinate and go, but we're not going to wait till the soil temperature gets that high. So basically, a soil temperature, you can use the Maisonette to identify soil temperatures around the state. You can use a soil thermometer. I kind of have a thing going with our fax agent that I use her meat thermometer as a soil thermometer, and that gets us close enough as far as what the soil temperature is.
And in terms of what we want to plant, we need to start making those decisions now.
Yeah, you know, there's parsnips is one of those early things we can plant, but may not be on your menu as far as what you want to eat. So definitely grow stuff that you're interested in consuming and using, and there's information out there as far as soil temperatures or what plants need. The K-State Vegetable Planting Guide has a really good resource for when to plant as far as a calendar, but it also has soil temperature on there for when it really would germinate, depending on the growing conditions that we have.
And also keeping in mind just how large you want that garden to be.
Yes, the Vegetable Planting Guide talks about how much of a row you should plant for how many people you're trying to feed. So that gives you a guide as far as that is concerned. So it's a good resource to have.
Hopefully people did some soil preparation ahead of time. If they didn't, are there some things that they could be doing?
Yeah, so hopefully you did some soil testing and or adding organic matter last fall. Still not too late to necessarily do that. The challenge that we need to be aware of is wet soil. Working wet soil with our clay soil that many of us deal with creates hard clods that really won't break down until next fall, so to speak. Takes a long time for that to occur. And so that's be hard for our seeds to germinate through. So sometimes, very wet conditions, you may want to top dress your seeds instead of planting them in the soil. You plant them on top of the ground, and then you can cover them with some potting media or some other material to keep that seeds covered and moist and for germination. So if it's really too wet, there are ways around that if it's the time you need to get planting.
We've probably also noticed how well the garden is draining or not draining right now.
Yeah, one of our biggest factors if you plant too early is wet soil and rotting of the seed. And so that's our caution there. We want to have good drainage, the best drainage we can, you know, and that's soil preparation, adding organic matter probably to our soils every year, incorporating that so that the seeds are not sitting in moisture. Again, our only recourse if that is occurring is maybe planting above ground. Containers is another option. So if your soil is really not functioning for you, you can plant a lot of these vegetables in containers, which would mean you're probably using just a growing media with some fertilizer to fulfill the needs of the seed.
So really get out, find the seeds that you want to plant, and then check those guides and make sure that you're planting at the right time.
Yeah, soil temperatures are a real guide for when to plant. They're cold hardy plants, so once they get up and it's maybe in the 30s, they're still okay. It's just getting them out of the ground, and that takes a certain level of temperature.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with information on getting started with early season crops. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.